Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think what was so frustrating is like the sweep, you could taste it. You were so close.
It was like 5-2 and you're just like, they're hitting homers.
So get it. I mean, I truly get it. What was interesting was the discussion all centered around the seventh inning and what, how that all played out. We said going into the game that because of the taxed bullpen, how great it had been, only getting 10 and a third innings from the starters heading into game four of that series, that, hey, they were probably going to have to push it with Waka. They were going to have to get every bit out of him. And in this case, that meant putting him out there in the seventh inning. Hindsight is 20/20. Trust me. Like, I talk about Dury vision and how I see better than ever before. We all see better than ever after a game happens. And
after
we're something,
after Yordano Ventura gives up the homer in the sixth of the wild card game.
So I understand that's, we're all guilty of doing that. But that to me was ultimate hindsight is 20/20 for those that were upset about how they utilized the pen. Remember the context of Waka needing to go deep in a game because the bullpen was taxed. You had Schreiber, Long, MacArthur, Hernandez all basically unavailable for the Royals yesterday. And Daniel Lynch had pitched 31 pitches on Monday, and he's still just adapting to a bullpen role. So I get why Q kept Waka in there. It didn't work, clearly. It unfortunately did not pan out. But I get the thought process. And then when he realized, you know, Urseg needed to get in the game, Urseg, for the first time in a Royals uniform, wasn't as sharp. It was some soft contact stuff. It happens.
Yeah, and that's, it wasn't even, I mean, it was soft contact. But that's the difference. We talk about that. When Urseg's at his best, he's going to get strikeouts. Like, that's what he gets. And so when soft contact goes in play, we've talked about this with James MacArthur a couple of times during the year, where if the ball's in play, you can be hurt by it. Doesn't mean they hit the ball well or saw you great or anything else. It just means they can get you if for some reason the ball is in play. The Waka thing, I think that this is probably a little bit, and I'll admit, the difference between the way we consume sports as a person who works in the media and has to watch every game and the way a casual fan might come in or out. Casual fans like, what the hell are you doing? Get Waka out. You must have 17 bullpen arms available to you under that situation. And in our case, you and I both knew that they'd only gotten 10.1 innings pitched total, 10 and a third out of three games in just 2 days. I want to remind you, the three games wasn't in 3 days. It was three games in 2 days. They were out of pen options because they were trying to avoid guys like Chris Stratton. They were trying to just get Waka through seven, get an inning of like Long or an inning, like just get two innings out of the bullpen and buy their time. So no, I would tell you all season long, we made this point maybe a month ago, I would prefer Waka never pitch in the seventh inning. His ERA by inning It is staggering how much worse it is in the seventh. He has a 2.25, 2.25, 2.25 in each of the first three innings. For some reason, he's got a 6 earned run average in the fourth. 2.86, 2.2 in the seventh, or in the sixth. And then in the seventh inning, Michael Wacha's ERA is a staggering 12.60 after yesterday's outing, and it wasn't good before. So fine. Don't pitch him in the seventh most of the time. But in that game, when you'd already won three and used your bullpen, I don't actually think they had a choice.
Yeah, you have to understand the circumstances around it. On its surface, if you just box score watch and you're like, yeah, why did they leave him out there? I mean, but if you recall how the series had already gone, it made a lot of sense. And look, the move didn't work, right? They tried to push the issue because they kind of had to, and it didn't work yesterday. That kind of stuff happens. Now, if that was a...
Wasn't good defense in that inning either, by the way.
And also, even with the... If this was the wild card game, and it was game three, and you had to win it, well, then I'm sure Q would not have gone to Wacha for the seventh inning. But it wasn't. I know these games feel like playoff games, and we're like, hey, you got to treat them like that. But that's just also not the reality with 28 games to go. And when you didn't have an off day coming today, now Thursday...
You don't have an off day till next Thursday.
Yeah, so like all those circumstances is what led to the position of having to have Walk out there. But it's fine. Someone says, why are you guys defending the Royals? Here's what's fun. This drives
defending,
me.
They're a game out of first place.
This kind of crap, I'll be honest, like I shouldn't let it affect me. It drives me crazy. When I hear people like, you know, oh, Q, he just doesn't know what the hell he's doing. You know, or someone yesterday, Urseg should never pitch the seventh. Like, can we just use our brains a little bit, please?
He's pitching the seventh. Look,
can we just use our brains just for a half second? I don't claim to know everything at all. There's a ton of stuff I don't know a damn thing about, all right? But can we at least be smart when we just throw out random stuff? Can we at least have some background knowledge? Saying Urseg should never have pitched in the seventh inning is just crazy. He had pitched 9 innings in that seventh inning this year for the Royals and the A's, I guess, going back to this time, and had a 0.96 ERA. Urseg pitches
technically his best inning by
he
ERA.
He pitches in high leverage spots. He is not just a ninth inning guy. So that's just stupid. I'm sorry. And then the notion of like, how, you know, this team is flawed. We've all acknowledged that, but they are a game back in the division. This idea of like defending what, like, you know, you guys are too positive. They are a game out of the division lead. They had the division lead yesterday, and they won 56 games a year ago. What do you want us to be negative for the entire season? This has been a great year, and it's a great ride. We're acknowledging the situation, and I think if you look at why it was managed that way, it actually makes sense yesterday.
Yeah, this is the thing I think we occasionally forget about in sports, which is... You can make the right decision and get the wrong result. Like, and that's what this is. This is the right decision and got a bad result. That's all. Bad result for the right decision. Okay, no big deal. Things happen sometimes. You lose a baseball game. And I can still take the big picture into play. Had you told me going into that series that the Royals would win 3 out of 4 in Cleveland, I would have taken it. 1,000 times out of 1,000, I wouldn't even have thought about it, Gold. And I'll tell you right now, had you put me in charge, I would have started Wacha in the seventh, even though I wouldn't have loved doing it. Because I still would have trusted that more than, what if we let Chris Stratton pitch the seventh and then hope to get to Urseg in the eighth or the ninth, or hope to get to some of the, or Steven Cruz, or whoever else were available to you on that actual day. I'd take the risk. I'd roll the dice and I'd go that direction instead. And so unless there's some other shift in that, there's nothing wrong with the actual decision. The game yesterday was frustrating because they lost in a way they've lost a lot of times. The defensive effort, or I don't know, effort's probably the wrong way because I'm sure they were trying hard, but like the defensive ability in that inning and the final couple of innings of the game, shoddy. Kyle Lisbell didn't get to a ball he should have gotten to. Bobby Wood Jr. could have gotten to a ball he didn't get to. There was miscommunication, runners on base who didn't need to be there. And then, yeah, Urseg, for the first time in his Royals career, didn't get one big out for you.
Coming up a little bit later on today, we'll talk with Vern, our Royals insider. Of course, he's in a busy stretch of the season himself, right? He's got the On Deck show coming up a little bit later on today as the Royals are in Houston to take on the first place Houston Astros. They look like they're going to almost all of a sudden now start to run away with the AL West as the Mariners have really, really struggled. So we'll get right back into the Royals. We're hitting everything today, man. We've got Chiefs a week away. We've got local college football starts tonight. We're getting into all that throughout the show today.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.